Welcome to Big Juju Media Radio Show. Big Juju Media is the most fabulous, largest, most powerful, richest, and best Big Juju Media mega conglomerate on the face of this godforsaken planet, so just get over it already. Join us on social media at facebook.com/BigJujuMedia and twitter.com/BigJujuMedia. Instagram.com/BigJujuMedia and always at BigJujuMedia.com.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Jace, joined by a fabulous show coming up. What an amazing show we have.
Amazing
I love
show
what we're going to be
today.
Talking about today. We're going to be talking about why so many Christians and Republicans and liberals and libertarians and Americans in general have their head up their ass.
Why they seem
to want a better life, but they won't behave in ways that actually give them that better life.
Well, this is
you know, it's like so many problems. It's like they're so attached to having somebody else confirm that they're okay.
Oh, totally.
That they can be successful, they're this or that label, this or that political party.
I tell ya.
So let's discuss this, how stupid Americans are in their own life and how they're just all liars.
Oh,
let's talk about that.
I think this is probably my favorite topic because it's like, I'm not the typical kind of dude.
No,
that
you're
people
not.
Look at and go, whoa, you know, it's
what?
Like, I'm going to listen to him
because
he's like, smart. He's an actor.
Well, you are smart.
His life is going on.
It's totally going on.
No debt, no bills.
Oh,
he's got wealth and assets.
Well, you're fabulous.
Say, Catherine.
Thank you.
And he basically enjoys his life. It's like there's no stress. There are no problems. It's like, what are you, dude? Are you like a Buddhist or something?
Jewish.
Like,
so Jewish.
It's just like ride the wave. It's just like,
very Jewish.
Go with the flow, the soul.
I don't know what that is.
All this other crap in the world is exactly
that.
It's crap. It's other people's thoughts projected on you and everything else.
Yeah.
And just because they believe it, just because they have all these strong emotional attachments, doesn't mean that it's true. They're just fucked up bullshit.
They are,
It's like, fuck them.
Exactly. Fuck them. Screw them. They can't even suck down a butter roll in the most hurricane
language.
While the CIA is invading their pancakes of Christian sinless breast implants like I do. And it's like, people hear me say these things, and they think, I'm the one who's nuts.
What?
Oh my goodness. And what should we say about them?
Oh my God.
Who continue to pay attention to me when they don't like me, they don't like what I say, they say I am obnoxious. And you know what?
Sinners.
They're right.
What? What do you mean? What do you
mean? I am obnoxious because people who think I'm obnoxious, obnoxiousness is in their own mind.
It's in
that's what they project onto me.
It's all
them. Why are you listening to me? It's like, drop it. Stop it. Go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Stop. Sit on your finger and smell it. Do the chickening.
The chickening.
The chicken meats in your face. Go surfing and
the chickening.
Be a pile of pig plop, as Pastor Kerner would say. It's enough with the labels.
A bully cow pig.
It's so not classy.
Turducken pig and plop.
It's really tacky.
It makes
them get the windy comfortables with that buildup of gas from all their bad thoughts.
Yes,
it makes them have to go comfort. And then, they strain when they go on the toy. That's the toilet. And then they end up pushing it out too hard, and they have the tar varmints. And the tar varmints is kind of a good metaphor for life. It's like
for the
Christians
goyim.
Try so hard to push through life, and it ends up leaving skid marks of the tar varmints of the turd bunnies in their toilet. And that's why they think their life is hard. Pretty gonna go over the biblical scriptures on manners and being classy.
Good.
And also the common traits of dumb people that Christians do, and that's why
they are dumb.
They don't understand
they're really dumb.
How attached they are to needing someone else to confirm them, including
like you.
Jesus himself. God is inside of you,
I'm
but
just
Christians
do my nails.
Don't believe that.
Okay.
I think
Christians
are the walking dead. They're just
They are.
Whitewashed tombs covering dead man's bones.
There you go.
They're like the zombies. They're the Pharisees.
I need
they're
a beer,
the
man.
They're the
goyim. Damn.
Here he goes.
I'm Jordan McNamara with your medium headline news now. If you're too busy for these five things, your life is more off course than you think. And of course, it'll go totally off course if you waste your time to learn about these five things that talks about how your life is more off course. what Maslow can teach us about leadership, even though he's dead, and the life and adventures of Santa Claus. Leave it up to the fake news to talk about a fake white man who flies through the sky with reindeer at this time of year. How about Christmas trees? You want to learn about those? Is there anything you need to know about Christmas trees? The top 11 things your Christmas tree doesn't want you to know, and the dangers that are going to happen to your bank account if you don't drop and stop right now when it comes to the six everyday foods that are wrecking your sleep, including this article. The exhaust flow of blogging. How to improve your thinking today. Charlie Munger versus Ray Dalio. And less overthinking, more innovation. But only if you stop thinking about the things you're paying attention to right now and just get off your ass and start innovating already. How about the behavioral economics diet? The science of killing a bad habit is not so much a science as it is just stop thinking about what you're thinking about and do something else, you dumbass. Three simple words will set you free. Fuck off now. How about some uncommon advice to any young man wanting to become insanely successful? Stop listening to me and go get successful, you dumbass. This is Jordan McNamara with your Medium Headline News Now.
In Classy Living Magazine, I'm going to go over what really matters in life, and that's not what anyone else is thinking about you, what anyone else says about you, what anyone else feels about you or writes about you. You know, those petty comments they leave online. It's just not classy. It's not top drawer. I mean, it's really not top drawer. That's an old saying from an old movie that's too old for you if you're listening right now. You bunch of fetuses being chucked down a catwalk by a bunch of ugly stick women with no boobs, because they're not women, they're sticks on a rope with a bunch of cloth hanging from them, and they call that a fashion model. I swear to God, that's not classy, ladies. It's crap.
Pernod, oh my God, what happened to Pernod's music? I'm Pastor Pernod Pruner of Blessed Souls Ministries, deciphering Jesus and God. I'm going to go over some scriptures today and talk about how Christians out there, and how many congregations do we have? How many churches does America have where Christians go in thinking they're Christians, calling themselves Christians, and the last thing they do is behave like one? What's that about, you Pharisees, you hypocrites, you whitewashed tombs covering dead men's bones? You're always so angry, you're always so jealous, you're always so feeling bad about your bad life. Well, you know why you feel bad, Christians? Because you're not Christians at all. I don't care if you call yourself a Christian. I don't care. You go to church and bring 10,000 Bibles, all of them highlighted with fluorescent markers. You don't behave like it one bit. You try and rush in front of Perna getting out of the parking lot of the church and give Perna the peace sign with one finger. And that ain't nice. That's because you're not a Christian. You're a sinner.
God is watching you now.
You bet he is.
Through the eyes of holiness.
Through my eyes of holiness.
Of Pastor Perna Ferner.
Me.
And Blessed Souls Ministry.
Send in your money. All of it.
Pernod knows what you're doing.
I know what you're doing. Pernod, don't you?
Whether you're naughty or worse.
That's right.
Whether you're sinning or evil.
That's right.
If you're checking babes out.
Oh my goodness, like Trump.
Whether you're braiding your hair.
Like Melania Trump.
Owning expensive outfits.
Like all the Trumps.
Or wearing gold or eating bacon.
Like all the Trumps again.
Wearing mixed fabric blends.
Oh my God, oh my God.
Gossiping about your colleagues.
That's Trump.
If you're a woman speaking in church.
That's Ivanka and Melania.
If you're a man trimming your beard.
That's Trump.
And other sins.
And that Eric that Kushner kid.
You will be found out.
That's right, you sinners. Pieces of filth. I cannot believe the amount of Christians in Alabama and Mississippi and Louisiana and Georgia and Florida and on and on and on. North Dakota, Nevada, Montana, Utah. What a state Utah is. Full of hypocrites.
Right.
They're so hypocritical in Utah, yeah. They invented their own religion Mormonism.
What's that?
Mormonism.
What's that?
That's that orgasmic Mormon religion where they get high off the cold caffeine, but not the hot caffeine.
Oh, that's right.
It's in their own belief system, and that's sin.
Well, they've been inhaling all that seagull shit, you know? Oh, hi, everyone. I'm Jonathan Knightsbridge of The Morning Message, and this is me, Jonathan Knightsbridge of The Morning Message. So, you know how we've been talking about the Christian hypocrites in the United States of America and all the political parties, and it's just like, how many Americans out there are not even aware of their own thoughts that they have and their emotional reactions to their thoughts, and that's basically how they live their entire life. It's just like they're on autopilot, and their mind is in charge of their decisions and not them. And even though they think they're in charge, that's the whole problem right there, is their thinking is all fucked up. It's like they don't have any kind of thoughts that align with, and here's a radical thought, the Christ consciousness. It's like, how can you vote for Roy Moore in Alabama, who is known to be a pedophile? He abused and raped women, and so did Trump. And, you know, I'd just be willing to bet that Ivanka Trump and Melania Trump and every woman who ever married Trump or dated Trump has been molested and abused sexually and mentally by Donald Trump. And so how do you tell me you stand for freedom of speech of good people if only the freedom of speech of bad people is allowed? You're fucked up, you hypocrites.
Very serious.
And you know why you're fucked up? Because your thoughts are fucked up.
Very
you can't handle someone pointing out
They're interesting.
Your lies. Your you can't sin. Handle it when someone busts you on your bullshit. That's why America's fucked up, because you put out bullshit and you believe it.
That's right, Jonathan.
I'm Jordan McNamara with your continuing medium headline news now. There are 11 things you need to quit worrying about right now, including what I'm saying, so stop paying attention to it. Hey, here's your ultimate guide for improving your entire life in 2018, and you can start by not paying attention to that article. Here's a daily writing habit that allows you to become the author of your own life story and grow more hair on those unwanted bald spots. How about 5 colloquial hazards for creative people, including that headline? And back in 2011, 50 Cent got into hot water over a penny stock, and I'm sure you deeply care about that, considering you're not 50 Cent, and you probably don't have any of his penny stocks. So hey, stop paying attention to your lies and pay attention to somebody else's, like someone who writes dumb articles on Medium. That's it for your Medium headline news now. I'm Jordan McNamara.
The other thing I don't like about fashion models who look like they're anorexic to begin with is they're wearing a lot of haute couture. It's called haute couture. It comes from the French region, where they don't like rosé. They don't like butter rolls. They don't like my nice salad from Bennigan's. I don't think the French in France is very classy. They're not classy. The way they do things is how not it's done. And because their words mixed up with what they do, I don't think understanding they do is what they have. And that's real clear to me. It's like, the people who teleprompter write this script for me that I'm reading now tell me things that, oh my God, none of this makes sense. Who wrote this?
You did.
The whole topic of sin is so difficult because you basically are, it's all about telling people that, you know, the world they see is wrong.
Well,
and
everything
they think about it is wrong.
Well,
and immediately they jump into being blamed.
People
don't like feeling like they've done something wrong again.
Because they're dumb.
You know, at some point they just need to sit into it and surrender it to Jesus
and say,
I don't know what's going on.
Right.
I don't know what the hell is going on. I don't even know why I read this Bible or listen to Joyce Meyer or Rick Warren or Joel Osteen or Pat Robertson or anybody else, because it's like, well, they're saying the word, but am I living it?
No.
Am I listening to Pernod? Am I doing what Pernod say? And no, you're not.
Hello, everybody. This is Steve Steinberg for LifeX Television. And I have Catherine Jamie on Malou today, Pastor Malou. We're talking about stupid Americans, no matter what political affiliation they have, even if it's none.
Right.
No matter what religious affiliation they have or none.
Oh, dear.
No matter what their IQ is, it's like, the problem in America today, as I see it, Catherine, is monumental, growing, out-of-control stupidity.
Oh, my God.
People seem to want a better America, but they're not willing to behave better. Is that right?
That is exactly right. That's because I'm just going to rip through the top 15 common traits of really dumb Americans.
Fabulous.
In every political party.
Got it.
In every religion.
Amazing.
In every red and blue state.
Really?
And these are the top 15 traits.
Very interesting.
Of why
Americans
who want America to be great again
aren't
doing their part.
No.
And that's why they're liars and hypocrites and deserve to go to hell. Well, actually, they're already in hell.
Already.
Would you like me to go over these traits, Steve?
I cannot wait, and I won't hold my breath, because God knows we go over so many fabulous life facts.
I'm fabulous.
For our listeners out there, so they can tell their friends, listen to Big Juju Media, you stupid big botchagaloo.
Right.
You might learn something instead of living your dumbass life, but I digress. Of course, darling, please, by all means, go over the top 15 common traits of really dumb Americans.
Okay, well, let's just rip through these. They have difficulty learning new concepts. They can't control their temper. They can't control their thoughts or their emotional reactions to their thoughts. They think they have all the real news, all the real answers, and yet they don't implement any of them. They have an inability to learn from their mistakes.
Oh my God,
they don't even recognize that other people exist
and have
better ideas than they do, and they're big fat ass.
Well, doesn't that mean that they don't know how to take care of themselves? And if they don't know how to take care of themselves, how can they even know how to take care of the country?
Well, this is it. They don't know what the basic skills are to take care of themselves. They live beyond their means. They're self-centered. They're obnoxious. They're offended. They're stupid. They have an inability to receive criticism. They're always judging someone else.
Oh, my God. Yes, that's exactly what they do. It's like no matter where I go, they're always judging someone else. Or they're gossiping. Or they're fighting. They're constantly fighting and bitching.
Yeah, it's like arguing and fighting with no end, except they don't even know what an argument is. You know, it's like they don't know what reason is. Or a sound argument, like a structured speaker. I'm a structured speaker, you know. They're not good at planning anything. They have difficulty holding down a job or even holding positive thoughts that should implement.
Absolutely.
They can't hold anything good in their mind or their heart. They're shallow-minded people. They're pathetic people.
Pathetic.
They have no maturity. It's no wonder North Korea wants to bomb us back to kingdom come.
Right.
And, you know, some days when I'm sitting in my tub in the Hamptons,
yes.
Or in Telluride, or in Chicago, or in Beverly Hills, or in North Seattle, or in Tokyo, London, Rome, all the places where I have my fabulous
homes.
I sit in the tub and I ask myself, Catherine, wouldn't you want to bomb the shit out of American red states yourself and the blue states? And you know what I said, Steve? You know what I said to myself?
What did you say, darling? Wait a minute. What did you say?
I said, like Wonder Woman in the movie I almost auditioned for, but didn't.
Right.
Because I didn't want to upstage them.
No.
I said, no, I don't want to bomb America. I can have no part of that. I will not be a part of tearing down America Trump is.
That's right.
And all the Trump voters.
God.
And all the supporters of pedophiles and rapists and all of that negative, damaging energy.
That's right.
It's not Christian. It's not Christ-like.
No,
it's not.
It's not Jewish.
Special Soul Sunday.
It's not Jewish.
Of Catherine Jamie Alamalu with that magical sense I have.
It's
as
not
an
the
angel
truth.
God. You know, Steve. I
exactly.
just said no. It's not fabulous. And I'm all about being fabulous.
We're all about fabulous, too. We're all about the juju and not bad mojo.
That's
and
right.
That's what it's all about here on Big Juju Media Radio Show.
Yes, exactly.
I'm Jordan McNamara with your continuing darker medium headline news now. Don't fall for the hype. Why Bitcoin's $10,000 price doesn't reflect its true value because it's fake. And you knew that before you heard this. Your life is not a trip into the supermarket. It's a trip into the sale bin and the clearance section because that's how lowly you feel about your own stupid life. And is it really stupid? Why are you taking my word for it? Find out for yourself what you believe and what you project onto everything in the world in front of your eyes, you stupid, projecting dumbass. Anyway, that was my own little parenthetical statement there, my own opinion, my own editorial comment, because that's entirely what Medium is about, isn't it? The urge to normalize, never waste a serious wagey, and what's popular on Medium is certainly not you, is it? Because you're not getting the claps and you're not getting the headlines. And hey, does anybody really care anyway? That's it for your Medium headline news now. I'm Jordan McNamara.
Once upon a time, there was a little boy named Perny Ferner who wanted to grow up and read the Bible to everybody someday because he could see that people weren't being too nice. They were always bullying him and calling him names and saying things to him he knew wasn't of Jesus and God, because he could say the signs and he could say the scriptures, he could say the symbols, and he knew that Jesus loved him. This he knew for the Bible told him so. And he didn't realize how attached he was to having other Christians tell him who he was, or he didn't know how attached he was to having to have somebody else confirm that he was okay just as a little boy. Perna got mad, Perna got angry, Perna got filled with Satan and the devil, and he grabbed his Bible and he started preaching to people and he told them the word, and he would get madder and madder as hell, fire and brimstone, because the Christians weren't listening to him. They didn't listen to Moses. They didn't pay attention after the flood wiped most of them out, even though Noah saved their ass. And then they still get into a contentious people today because Perna keep reading the word and they won't do it. So he read the word, they don't do it. He read the word and they don't do it. But they do send in all their money because that's how they cover up their guilt and shame, is they send in all their money to Perny Ferner. And that's how he built a mega church. That's how the casino's owners get so rich, is it's built by losers. And that's why mega church pastors are rich and not the followers, because the followers are losers while the pastor is rich. And that's how Perny built the holy empire of Jesus and God.
Well, that was really something. I thought, Catherine, go.
Are you going to go? Because it's like, it's your turn.
Perny is done. It's your turn.
Oh, my
Catherine.
God. That's my music. Okay. Let me grab my show notes. Where's my show notes? Oh, damn it. Hi, everyone. I'm Catherine Jamie Animalou. We're having a little bit of a technical... you know what? No, we're not having a problem. Okay, just screw that. I'm tired of Americans always thinking everything's a problem. That's the real problem. If there's a problem, that's it. It's you're always thinking that something's a problem when it's not. I swear to God. So let me just go over something that I think is a really good solution to letting you idiots in Alabama know that you're stupid when you vote, when you try to vote for Roy Moore. I can't even say his name. I always want to say vote for Roy Moore or something. Anyway. Okay, the 12-step recovery from stupid behaviors. Number one, stop the behavior, Alabama. I swear to God. You got to admit that you've made a mistake ever since Reagan. Okay, Alabama, you people are retarded. And that's such an offensive word to liberals. And I know you want me to look it up in the dictionary. Well, you know what? I already did. Alabamans are mentally retarded. You know why? Because they've been inbred by their own pedophiles and sex abusers. Starting with Roy Moore, slanderer and libeler in chief. Roy Moore and all the Alabamans and Trump voters need to stop their bad behavior, admit that they made a mistake, and so did their parents. They're the reasons why abortion is legal. They need to apologize. They need to ask for help and be able to receive it. I mean, how many Americans want help but are unwilling to receive it? Okay, give credit where credit is due. No Republican today wrote the Constitution. So get over it. You need to take responsibility, focus on the future, take action. Let's keep up with Catherine here. And you gotta think better thoughts before you speak, before you behave.
You need to know how to listen and ask questions. You need to thank people and be grateful. I've never seen... Oh, my God.
I'm Jordan McNamara with your Medium Headline News Now. Did you know that there are more headlines on Medium than in all the rest of the fake news out there in the universe? Is happiness in your DNA? Let's get some of your DNA, put it under a microscope, and keep zooming in and see if the word happiness is printed on it. Or even the word Islam, or the word Christian, or the word dumb shit, or smartass, or genius. You know, there's nothing about your DNA that anyone says it is, so look it up yourself. That's it for your Medium Headline News Now. I'm Jordan McNamara.
The final thing I was going to say is so many people in the red states are just flat out ungrateful.
No kidding.
They're unthankful and ungrateful because... they spend their time
being unholy,
thinking about
stupid stuff,
all the things they don't like,
exactly.
All the people they don't like, and then they have emotional reactions to those thoughts.
That's right.
And then they behave according to their
feelings. That's right.
Always.
And they don't understand how much of a dumbass they look like.
No, they don't. Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. It's just they're not fabulous. Give me one of those butter rolls. I'm going to suck one
Sheila,
of these down.
I'll have a
Where's
beer.
My rosé?
Well, you know what it says in Jeremiah, and I know I keep, you know, going to Jeremiah.
Here
but
we go again.
Are any of the Christians out there even reading the Bible?
No,
it's like, why
not.
Do you have one if you don't read it and then you don't live it? It's like in Jeremiah 6, it says, this is what the Lord Almighty says. Let them glean the remnant of Israel as thoroughly as a vine. Pass your hand over the branches again like one gathering grapes. To whom can I speak and give warning? Who will listen to me? This is God asking us if we're going to listen to him. Do you even know that out there listening in on this program, Big Juju Media Radio Show? Listen up now, send in all your money. And it goes on to say in Jeremiah 6:11, their ears are closed so they cannot hear. The word of the Lord is offensive to them. You know the word of the Lord is offensive to Donald Trump and Melania Trump and Ivanka.
Because
they behave so badly like a bunch of whores and sluts and harlots.
That's right.
Says it right here in the Bible. The word of the Lord is offensive to them and they find no pleasure in it. But I am full of the wrath of the Lord, and I cannot hold it in. That's why Perna can't hold it in. Perna can't keep from reading the Word of God. It's the most beautiful thing to Perna, because when Perna was little, all he wanted to do was have a mega ministry and be rich, be rich in the blessings of God. No. And that's why they are stored in the Cayman Islands.
Give me that, book for a minute. Here, let me just look at this. What is this? Jeremiah here. Okay, I just want to read this. Okay, it's like, I'm not a Christian, but I can see there's some truth in what I'm about to say.
There's
so everybody
all kinds.
Listen up now, okay? Yeah. Jeremiah 6:13.
Let me see that.
From the least to the greatest, all are greedy for gain. Prophets and priests alike all practice deceit.
They
dress the wound of my people as though it were not serious. Peace, peace, they say, when there is no peace. I'll continue it in a minute because we're coming up against a hard break here for the news. I'll be right back, okay? Don't go away.
I'm Jordan McNamara with your final Medium Headline News Now. To achieve what nobody else has, you gotta do what nobody else does, including stop reading shit on Medium. Hey, you can get a digital pet that doesn't lie and doesn't die. In fact, it doesn't do anything yet because it doesn't exist. This is just somebody's account that wants to raise money for another dumb invention that starts off in a warehouse somewhere, then it's gonna move to a shelf in a supermarket, then it's gonna move to your house, and then it's gonna finally up where it eventually will end up just like everyone else. Stuff, and that's a landfill. Who cares if it starts off in a warehouse or in a store or in your own house or in your attic or, you know, even a treasure chest buried in the sand somewhere? Isn't everything about your life landfill? That's it for your Medium Headline News Now. I'm Jordan McNamara.
Okay, let's continue with what you were saying, Jonathan.
Okay, well, I was reading in Jeremiah 13. It's like, are they ashamed of their loathsome conduct?
Just
no, they have no shame at all. They do not even know how to blush. So they will fall among the fallen.
That's
they will be brought down when I punish them, says the Lord.
Hear,
and that's exactly what's going to happen to Alabama and the Trump voters. The liberals who wanted Hillary, who weren't offended by her lies and the whole DNC corruption and RNC corruption. It's just... there's too much corruption,
it's
and it's time to wipe out the corrupt, stupid people who, as Pastor Perrin says, don't have the Christ mind. It's not about religion. It's about America does have a stupidity problem.
Yeah.
and we can't allow the stupid people to vote on the solution, is all I'm saying.
Well, that's it. It's why the good people have to stand up and stand their ground with the righteousness and the weapons of goodness.
That's
the weapons of love.
You go,
man. The weapons of the truth. And
that's
the
good choo-choo.
And not let these stupid idiots and the Russian troll bots and everything else climb up into your chicken and cram out of comfort and end up leaving tar varmints in the toilet, because that's what's going to happen to America if we just allow the tar varmints to leave shitty skids in the toilet.
Oh, my God.
I'm not very good at metaphors.
Yeah, we saw that was a train wreck waiting to happen before it even began. So thank you, everybody, for listening to Big Choo Choo Media Show. We'll see you next time on Big Choo Choo Media. Go visit us on Twitter, iTunes, SoundCloud, and Facebook and Instagram. We love you.
BigChooChooMedia.com.
Goodbye, everyone.
I'm back again now, you hear?